Joe Biden being a weakling in the White House has certainly led to a lot of conflict around the globe. And Taiwan is a bait right now for China, as are the Philippines and Japan and other places where China continues to have territorial disputes. With me, Stephen Moore. He supports this war in Ukraine with American money. I don't. I've not been convinced yet, Stephen. And what about Americans who think $174 billion is a complete waste of money and they don't want to go $500 billion to rebuild the place either? Your thoughts?
Well, let's talk about that money. You know, in the 6 months we've been debating the $62 billion that's going to Ukraine, the national debt has increased by nearly $2 trillion.
Right.
Okay?
We're broke.
And so, yeah. Well, yeah. And you know why? Mandatory spending. It's the entitlements. What we're doing about is we're talking about this tiny, tiny little bit. And it's $2 trillion in entitlements. And nobody is talking about that.
Yeah. So, we could build a southern wall to defend our country eight times with that money. But go on.
Well, it's not a matter of money. It's a matter of political will. You know, as you know,
it is a matter of money.
You know,
I mean,
look. So $2 trillion in entitlements versus the $62 billion we're talking about right now. We have already wasted too much time talking about the fiscal impact of this because we're not talking about entitlements. If you want to be a fiscal conservative, talk about entitlements. And so it's $2 trillion. So but more to the point. We've sent $42 billion in weapons so far to Ukraine. And for that amount of money, the Ukrainians have taken back all but 17% of their territory. And in that 17%, the worst things in the world are happening.
And it happened for 15 years. For 15 years, Russia's been in there.
Russians are torturing and murdering evangelical Christians for their faith in occupied Ukraine.
Yeah, that's happening in Africa and a host of other places around the globe, too. So I don't prioritize that Christian massacre over any other, to be honest with you. But here's what I'll do for you, Stephen. Here's what I'll do. You come back anytime, drink more coffee, you'll be all right. Because, I'll give you a chance to convince me. You haven't.
Yeah,
but you can speak your piece, and look, maybe you can get some people to come to your side. I think America, as a general rule, rejects this war, don't think it's our war. They're not a member of NATO. They're not a traditional ally, and it's one of the most corrupt countries on earth, is Ukraine, to this day. But you come back, Stephen Moore, anytime.
Steve, I want you to come to Kyiv. Come visit me in Kyiv. You know, I would love to do that. We could do
a show together. Do we get to fly first class? I'll do it.
First class train, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, great to hang out.